The third commandment is well known, but not well understood. It begins, "You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain," which most people, Christians included, take to mean, "Don't swear or curse using the Lord's name," and some might also add, "Don't swear falsely using the Lord's name." But that is only a very small part of what the third commandment is about. What the third commandment is really about is bearing the Lord's name as one of his children and displaying the Lord's name in your whole life in a way that is not shallow, inconsequential, or hypocritical. And when the command says, "You shall not take the Lord's name," the verb "take" actually means to lift, to carry, or to bear. Thus, you shall not bear or carry the name of the Lord your God in vain. Now, what is being evoked here theologically is that as God's people, we bear his name, we carry his name, we wear his name because we're called by his name. So we bear his name and we carry it with us wherever we go and whatever we do. Now, what exactly is meant by the Lord's name? It means much more than letters or sounds put together to form a word symbol. What it means is God's dwelling place or his presence. In Psalm 74, the temple of sanctuary is called the dwelling place of God's name because that's where his presence is. Of course, when we look at what actually dwelt in the sanctuary, it was God's presence, it was his glory, as signified by the pillar of cloud and fire. Thus, God's name is closely associated with his manifest presence and glory. Now, this makes sense, for God's name is God's revelation of himself, and so it is his manifest presence and glory. And the one who is particularly associated with God's name, his presence, and his glory is the second person of the Holy Trinity, God the Son, God the Word. It is the Son, the living Word, the Word made flesh, who perfectly reveals God. And in the New Testament, particularly in passages such as 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and Hebrews chapter 12, it tells us that it was God the Son, that is, the pre-incarnate Jesus, who appeared to Moses on Mount Sinai and who led the children of Israel through the wilderness. The pre-incarnate Jesus was specifically the manifestation of God's name and presence in the Old Testament. And then again, preeminently, as God incarnate, the God-man, in the New Testament. This is signified shortly after Jesus' birth when the glory cloud, the pillar of fire, also known as the Star of Bethlehem, led the wise man away from Jerusalem's temple down the road to Bethlehem and stood over the house where Jesus was. The message was very clear. Jesus is the living temple of God. Jesus is where God's name and God's presence and God's glory dwell. And the New Testament tells us that this extends to all of God's people because the Holy Spirit dwells in us and thus makes us a temple of living stones, of living people. So through the work of Christ and by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, we now are where God's name dwells. We bear the name of God, we carry the name of God, we carry his manifest presence and his glory. Now, the third commandment tells us that what we must not do is bear or carry God's name, his presence, and his glory in vain. And the word vain means empty. So putting all of that together, you shall not bear or carry the presence and the glory of the Lord your God in an empty way. What that means is that for us as Christians, we have no choice but to bear and carry God's name. If you've been baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, if you name the name of Christ, you don't get to choose whether you carry his name with you wherever you go. You don't get to choose whether you carry his presence and his manifest glory with you wherever you go. The only question is, how will you do so? How will you carry God's presence and his manifest glory with you? Will you do so in a way that shows the world what you really think about God? That shows the world the truth about God, about his glory, about his power, about his salvation? Or will you carry that name in a way that in effect lies about God because it's not telling the truth about him? You carry that name in a shallow way, an inconsequential way, a way that says it's not a big deal. There are two ways of bearing false testimony about God in the way that we bear his name, and both of these are connotations of the word vain or empty. One is that we bear his name in a shallow way, an inconsequential way. In other words, we bear his name in a way that says it doesn't really make a big difference in our life. It doesn't shape us. It doesn't really affect and determine who we are and how we live and how we think. So the question we need to ask is there anything different about our lives that we show that we carry the presence of God and the glory of God within us because of the Holy Spirit? That's another way of saying we really are God's children. Because as the head of the family, the members of the family should bear his likeness. The second way that we can bear God's name in vain is to bear his name in an openly contradictory way. In other words, the way we're living, the way we're acting, the way we're speaking, the way we treat others completely denies, cuts right across what the presence of God and the glory of God would demand. So if our lives, when people get an inside glimpse of us, makes them say things like, well, if that's a Christian, I don't want to be one. Or if he or she is a child of God, I don't want anything to do with that God. Or whoever this God is that they worship and whoever this Christ is, it really doesn't make much of a difference. It's like a little sticky sweet icing that you spread over the shape of life. It doesn't really form or shape anything. Those kind of things are what the Bible calls causing unbelievers to stumble. And if we're living in such a way that causes them to go, well, if that's a Christian, I don't want to be one. That's what the Bible calls causing unbelievers to blaspheme God. All of those are ways of carrying the name of God in vain. And so, at the very root, we see that what this commandment is forbidding is hypocrisy. We have to be who God has made us. We have to carry his name and his glory. And the Hebrew word for glory literally means heaviness. And we have to show that God's name, not that it's a burden to us, but it's heavy upon us. It shapes us. It makes a difference. Carrying it in vain would mean the opposite of that. It makes no difference. And this is one of Jesus' main themes in the Sermon on the Mount. Don't be that way. Don't carry God's name in vain. Carry his name. Carry his glory. Carry his presence. Showing how glorious and heavy it really is. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.